Acts chapter 19. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" So they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit." And he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" So they said, "Into John's baptism," because they looked at John as being a prophet, and he had disciples. Then Paul said, "John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied." 2 years there he stayed at the school of Tyrannus in Ephesus, and all who dwelt in Turkey heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Did the Apostle Paul travel all around Turkey, or did he stay there in Ephesus? How did all hear the gospel in the entire nation of Turkey? How was it done? Paul made disciples everywhere he went. And this is what he did at the school of Tyrannus. He made disciples and sent them out. They would go back to their hometowns, and they would disciple people to disciple people who would disciple people. So they were duplicating themselves all over the entire nation. In 2 years, it said that everyone in Turkey heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. So discipleship is a way that God has designed for the church to not only exist, but to actually grow. But why doesn't it work today? Like we see here, a whole nation in 2 years hearing the gospel. Notice the first thing he says, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit?" Jesus said, "Wait here in Jerusalem. Don't go anywhere until the gift that my Father is going to send you, and then you can go and be witnesses. But wait till you receive power from on high." Wait. Because the only thing they would be doing then without Jesus' presence delegated to them was to do it by the flesh. They only had flesh. They had no power in the flesh. They had no revelation in the flesh. Because he says, whenever the Holy Spirit comes, he will remind you of everything that I've said to you, and he'll give you the revelation of what I said. Because you're trying to understand it in the flesh. You ain't getting it. But you will. But just wait here. Don't go anywhere. Don't say anything. Don't try to minister. I'm going to equip you with the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus is the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. It's the ministry of Jesus. Instead of having revivals, I'm just going to throw this out to you. Had reformation instead of a revival, which means a reforming of church today, what church is and what is taught, and honor the fivefold ministry gifts that God has given to us, and work together as teams of people about our Father's business and do what we've been instructed to do, and in the gifting that God has given to each person. Gifts of the Spirit are for each person. And use them to propagate, if that's what you want to call it, the gospel everywhere we go. John 15, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing." Whenever a person abides, it means that they live there. They don't go elsewhere. They live there. 24/7, 365. That's what it means for us to be in tune with and listening to the Holy Spirit who is in us, to to be our teacher, to interpret things for us, because it was supernatural. And our natural minds can't comprehend that. Even Jesus said there were things that they didn't understand, but they would later. He's saying that once the Holy Spirit came upon them, He would give them revelation. He would explain what these parables mean. And they were intentionally disguised so that only by the Holy Spirit could people get the revelation of what it really meant and apply it to their lives. So the only question is, do we want to be part of what the Lord is doing and get all the benefits as well as see how God sees things through His eyes by the Holy Spirit of how He wants to do things and how blessed we really are? Or do we want to look at things from the natural and think logic, approach things from a logical standpoint? By Jesus' stripes, we were healed. Well, how can that happen? That was 2,000 years ago. How can that happen today? I ask you the same question. How could what He did there at the cross 2,000 years ago save you today and give you a relationship with God that you didn't have and transform your spirit into the rebirth of having communication with our Heavenly Father and become one of His family? Miracles still happen today too, and that's instantaneous. In fact, it bypasses a person's faith or belief and goes right to the person's body, and instantaneously they receive life again to those things that didn't work right. Mark chapter 16. And these signs will follow those who believe. In My name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. It doesn't say might, or there's a possibility of it. He said they will recover. Jesus has equipped us with everything we'll ever need. He's provided us with His authority, with His power, with the gifts of the Spirit. Acts chapter 19. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Did you receive the Holy Spirit